the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. I was just talking to Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, about cost of living measures and particularly excise duties on petrol and diesel. As one listener points out, already because of what's happening in the Gulf, petrol's 8 cent a litre more expensive this week. Another listener says, if you add 28 in excise duties, 28 cents back on to 179, you'll be up at 207 for petrol by Christmas.
You will be over two, and the government are not going to be able to let that happen. €2 a litre is usually psychological in this country. I don't think they're going to get to start gradually increasing back up the excise duties to where they were in September. We're seeing the crude price, and that determines, the crude price determines the price, irrespective of the fact that we get a lot of our oil from Norway and the UK. The price is set internationally, and the crude price of oil is up to $94, and that's a 30% increase in the last 6 weeks. Is that a six-week high? So that's going to get passed on. The petrol and diesel that's being sold at the moment is stuff that was bought 2 to 3 weeks ago from refineries. The stuff that's going to come in the next week or two is going to be more expensive. My advice would be to fill up the car. You know, it's unfortunately, there's also an issue around the diesel supplies in Europe. The diesel storage amounts are low. There's what the industry calls a diesel squeeze. So diesel could be under a bit of pressure. It's through a whole load of things. It's obviously, you know, the renewed fighting in between the Americans.
And now the involvement of the Houthis as well.
Saudi Arabia may be affected as well. You know, you also have the Ukrainians wiping out Russian refineries. Europe doesn't get very much fuel from Russia, but that does affect the price as well.
Because it's fuel that's going to other parts of the world, which should no longer be going there, and that bids up the price for the available fuel.
It is, exactly, Matt. And anything that, we have to import everything on tankers into this country. So there's a risk premium now for these tankers. There's insurance costs have gone higher, and shipping costs have increased. So all of that's translating into higher prices. So, you know, we're okay at the minute, but you'll start to see it creep up and we could be looking at higher prices. So I do not see the government being able to move back to a situation where they'll have to delay touching these excise duties.
So they're going to have to put a contingency fund in place for that. But I suppose the one thing they'll want to avoid is going back to cost of living, the energy supports that they gave previously. And go for more targeted measures.
They keep saying they're going to go for more targeted measures. You know, we've already seen Electric Ireland in particular putting up prices in July. Now, that was a catch-up because they hadn't put them up in last November, October. So we haven't seen anybody else yet increasing them. But European gas supplies, and gas is the key here because we use so much of it to generate electricity in this country. European gas prices are double the pre-conflict levels, plus gas storage levels are very, very low in Europe because the people who fill these gas storage units were waiting for prices to come down. They haven't come down sufficiently. So that affects the price as well. So that doesn't look good either in terms of, you know, electricity costs and natural gas, if you're lucky enough to have natural gas in your home.
And as I was putting to the minister as well, $1.5 billion doesn't get you an awful lot when it comes to income tax, does it?
Not at all, no. It's very important that people, there was no changes to the credits, for example, the tax credits, the amount you can earn before you start paying tax. And
in the last budget. So if they do the catch up and if they add on what they need to do for inflation this year, that'll be the bulk of $1.5 billion.
It would easily be, Matt. And all that would be doing would be protecting you from inflation. And that's all. You would be standing still, really. You wouldn't be gaining anything. As you know, governments in this country are currently, what they really, really need to do is index the bans and the credits so that they automatically go up. But then they wouldn't be able to come out and tell you every budget, oh, we're looking after you, we're giving you a tax break here. You know, if these things should just move in line with wages and inflation, but they don't. I mean, the other one as well, Matt, is home heating oil. 700,000 people use that in this country. It's about 45% of households. It's heavily concentrated in the west of Ireland, the border region. That has gone up about €200 for a 1,000 euro fill in the last couple of weeks. So, you know, people looked at maybe filling up over the summer, looked at the prices and went, oh God, €1,300 for 1,000 litres. I think I'll leave it, you know, in the hope that it comes down again.
Okay, let's move on to other things. Divorce is an expensive thing to go through, isn't it? And I suppose a lot of people wonder what happens, the house or the apartment, if people own it, a couple. But there are other things to consider as well, aren't there? Particularly, I would have thought pensions must be very difficult to sort out.
You're right, Matt. There's a big concentration on who gets the house and, you know, who pays the mortgage and, you know, what happens there. And, you know, invariably it's the spouse is left in the house, if there's kids particularly. And the man would be, if there's only one breadwinner and it's a man, he should be paying the mortgage. But sometimes there's a heavy mortgage on the house. So the net value, when you net out that, it's not that valuable. Often the most valuable item that a couple have, it's totally overlooked. People underestimate this. It's the pension, particularly if it's a public service pension. You know, when it comes to retirement, there could be a lump sum, and if it's a public sector pension, half salary or whatever. So, you know, that is one that's overlooked nearly all the time. This is a survey that was done by independent trustees. They asked a lot of advisors, financial advisors who advise people in these situations, to say, people just don't think the pension, they just don't, it doesn't enter their mind. And I often get lads saying to me, oh yeah, she got the house, but she didn't come after the pension, thankfully. In other words, that woman was bad. Those women were badly advised. Pension is a very, very, very valuable asset, often in a divorce.
And divorce rates are way up as well. Is it very difficult to divide it up in a situation where there's no longer a legal relationship between the two people other than the divorcee as to who is entitled to, who has to put further payments into the pension and who gets entitlements out of it at the due time?
Yeah, you know, often this is something that's arranged by the courts, and a court-mandated ruling is made. It's called a pension adjustment order. So the court basically orders whoever has that pension to divide it in a certain way. It may be that, you know, half of it goes to the spouse. That's often the case. And so that's very important. But if it's not advocated by one side, it'll just be forgotten about. And, you know, and divorce rates are going up. There was last year, it was 4,550. That was a 28% increase on the 2029 figure.
Yeah, but Charlie, I wonder how many people simply don't get divorced because they can't afford to do so. How many people continue living in separate parts of the same house, looking at each other occasionally, maybe in the kitchen, but they financially have worked out they just can't afford to separate, particularly because one, the person who leaves the home can't find somewhere else that they can afford to move to.
That's often the case, Matt, you know, and so that leaves just a mess that has to be untangled. And you know what? Often the cases we still have, even though the figures are way down, large numbers of people in, for example, mortgage arrears. And often what's involved there is a messy breakup where somebody has stopped paying the mortgage. The main breadwinner maybe stopped paying the mortgage. Those ones are very, very difficult to untangle because they're both jointly and severably liable for the mortgage payments for the house, you know, and one stops paying and it just becomes an absolute mess.
I got to leave it there. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.